This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
44 Democrats greenlit the Awan brothers, the Pakistan Muslim Brotherhood Associated Awan brothers, and allowed them to become the IT managers for 44 Democrats. Did I say that right? Let me say that again. 44 Democrats greenlit the Awan brothers to take control of the IT system, the data, the information system for the Democrats without any vetting. Do you think that is a coincidence? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Talked about it last segment. I just want to really formulate what's happening there. 44 people in a time of America being on the highest level of terror alert says, let's just overlook doing a thorough background check on the people who are going to manage the data for the federal government. Do you believe that to be a coincidence? I'll let you stew on that a little bit. Hey, if you want to contact me and let me know your feelings about it, kjradio.com or 844-551-8255. Let me tell you what we do here every day. We try to make sense of the nonsensical. And here's what I want to put out to you guys, because a lot of you are saying, writing to me saying, Kevin, what are you going to do with radio and all these different things? And you're wondering about guest hosts and topics and all this. You're worrying about the radio program altogether, because I'll be honest with you, I don't make any money in radio. I do this because I love you guys and I want to be a part of your lives, and I want to make sure that you're getting a message that's different than the norm. So what can you do? One, you can spread the word. It's as simple as that. Get a clip. Let people know about it. Go to the radio page on Facebook, the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. Like it and get other people to like it. The other thing you could do, we'll be reaching out to you. Help us fund it. I'm not afraid to tell you, we don't make any money in radio. And I can only go so long paying out the money that I pay out before I finally say uncle. So if you want to help, help. If you know of sponsors, if you say, Kevin, I'd love to sponsor the show, I'm just going to give you $20 a month to do the show. Or I know a friend who would be happy to do something that was, you know, he's got a product or a service that you might get behind. If we get behind that product or service, we will gladly put him on the show, put him as part of our social media network. That keeps us going. Because you know what? This is a church. As my grandfather would say, it's a church, boy. Going to church. He took the R out of church. Yeah, but he put it in Ursha. If you know what an usher is, my grandparents would call the ushers at churches, they call them the urshas. So they took the R out of church and put it into urshas. But this is what it is. This is a church. And you are all elders within the church. And we can evangelize this message, or we can just let this little church be that little bitty church out in the wilderness that gets 10 people to come. And the preacher doesn't really know the Bible, but he knows it better than anybody else. We can have one of those churches. Or we can have a church where we get the word out and it grows and people come every week and we get more and more people. I had some friends, they started a charity, and I became a part of it, and we started giving a ton of money to these inner city youth programs. And here's what they did. They started with a few people and they said, when we meet once every couple of months, they meet at a lodge, and they say, you have to bring two new potential members. At least one. I think it might have even been one. But I know the time I was there, they had brought two. So if you had eight people, those eight people brought two each, in theory, whether it's one or each or two. But then just say two. So in this particular case, now there's 24 people, because there's 16 new people with eight people having brought two. So then those guys determine, are they going to join annually? The annual cost is $100. This is how I got started with it. So then they said, okay, you're in it now. When we do this again, you know, in 2 months or whatever, all 24 of us are going to have to bring two people. So 24 people all brought two people, and we tripled again. So there were 72 folks there. And it doesn't take long before it grows too big. Now, what happens is everybody can't make every meeting. So for the sake of discussion, even if only 15 of the members bring those two people, they bring 30 new potential members. You get what I'm saying? And then a certain percentage of those members go, I'm game. It's a small amount of money. Let's do this here thing, right? And before you knew it, we were donating hundreds of thousands of dollars. Well, I shouldn't say that. We donated a couple hundred thousand dollars, the most, each year to these inner city youth programs to keep these kids off the street. And the way that it came up was I was out and about, and I was watching these guys collecting for kids with inner city youth programs. There was a black dude with his team, and all these kids were at an intersection. They were giving out a flyer, you know, can you help us with this stuff? So I went, I pulled my car over, I got with the coach. I said, hey, coach, what are you trying to do here? He says, man, Kev, I want to keep, you know, if you met me, he's like, Kev, I want to keep these kids off the street, and, you know, these youth programs are good for them. And I said, say no more. And boom, that project was born based on that. I mean, it started out as a small little thing. That's what we, I'm telling you, if I do that with radio, if there's some people out there say, Kevin, I get it, bro. I'm going to get three people together. We're going to put $100 in, and then we're going to challenge two other people to do the same thing. And we'd have this radio show financed, ready to go. And here's why that's important. You know what happened to Laura Ingraham? You know what happens to Fox? Every time somebody goes on TV and they go, well, you know, David Hogg is a whiny kid. And they go, oh, we're going to take all of our sponsors away. You know why I don't have to give a rat's behind about any sponsor? Fox, if I didn't weren't so controversial, I guarantee you I'd have a show on Fox right now. They've called me to task over my tweets more, and I've been warned by very people very close to me, Kevin, keep tweeting like this, you're not going to get a deal with Fox. Ask me if I give a crap. I don't care. The fact of the matter is I'm saying the things that are important, and that's what we do on this radio show. So if it's important to you, let's get a few people together, donate $100, challenge two of your friends. I'm talking about for the year. And we will put that money aside. It will go only to my radio team, and I will get these guys paid, and I don't have to worry about sponsorships and all that. Because it doesn't matter who you are. I'm concerned about my sponsorships when I get people. Not because I'm controversial, because I'm not. I'm common sense. But that's the way people look at this stuff. They look at it as controversial. So I know there are people listening to my program. You write to me at KJ Radio. You say, Kev, I'll get the group together. Yeah, here's what I'll do. We will have a monthly or quarterly, whatever you guys want, session with just you donors. I'll talk to you about our projects, what we're doing. I'll tell you what we're going to do in radio. We will make this something special because you deserve it. And that's not what we're here to talk about. I got a lot of stuff to talk about. I want to talk about this scary new police reform. So keep it here with me.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS or free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. Hey, the YouTube shooter, a woman, KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about us, 844-551-8255. A woman! Yeah, that's how they were like, the YouTube has been shot up. There's special breaking news. A shooter has gone into YouTube. And you're thinking, oh my goodness, what guy is so mad? Oh, hold on a minute. Hold your horses, Kimo Savi. It's a woman. And then we start getting statistically, a woman is so rare to be a shooter in this scenario. It's so funny to watch the media. Man. I need to be in control of media because it's so predictable. You can do it in your sleep. You could program it. Pardon me. You know, you just say, hey, any event of a mass shooting, shut everything down, issue the special alert, run some copy on the statistics of mass shootings or shooters at businesses or whatever else, play a couple of clips of when it happened before, go back, look at a little, you know, you just keep like an archive, and then you just put all this stuff up. It was funny to listen to this thing shake out. A woman. She's a woman in California. YouTube. Google's company. And she used a gun. She used a gun. And it's funny. The minute, I swear, true story. The minute that I saw this story break, I said to myself, they took down her YouTube channel. She got mad. They took mine down. Did you guys know this? They took my YouTube channel down. Unbeknownst to me, I woke up one day that we had videos that were tied to my YouTube channel on my website, on our Bleeding Blue site, etc. Every website pardon me, that we own, we tied different YouTube channels. Like, for example, we had Kevin and Media. Dadgummit. Get your voice together, Kevin. We had Kevin and Media. We had Entertainment. We had, Miscellaneous. We had all these different categories. And for each website, we pulled off those categories. That's what YouTube is there for. And I can promise you, we have nothing on that channel, that on my website for YouTube, that had anything, what's provocative to one person. But I'm saying there was nothing on there that was sexually explicit or used profanity. We cut out everything. We beep things out, etc. We followed the rules. And we put up, I don't know how many hours it takes my team to have amassed the number of videos that we put up on that stupid channel. I mean, thousands of man hours of time went into that stuff, not to mention the making of them. And they are gone. Overnight. You have violated our terms and policies. Now, we weren't making a fortune. I mean, YouTube may have, let me give you some numbers. YouTube probably brought in, and this is sad to say because we have some really cool stuff up there, but YouTube maybe brought in $300 a month. Okay? But if $300 a month is what pays your car note, that's a big deal. And I don't even care about that. Here's what I care about. You're building towards something. At first, we used to make $3 a month. You know, then it was $30, then it's $300. Next thing you know, it's $3,000, then it's $30,000 because people start to gather and you get more and more folks. We probably had almost 4,000 people. It wasn't huge. I mean, I'm no Alex Jones or whatever, but at the end of the day, it's a lot of money. And the potential was there. They took away years of effort over nothing. So I could imagine that there's at least one person in the world who said, I'm sick of this nonsense. But it was funny how they were trying to figure it out. And I love the media speculation. Maybe she had a grudge against the company. Maybe not. Could have been a boyfriend. Or in California, a girlfriend. Because it was a woman, you know. Or she could have been a transsexual. Or, let's all say it together, a Guatemalan midget. And one of the guys that I know, he tweeted this. He says, white woman shoots boyfriend at YouTube HQ. Yeah, but the actual story was Iranian vegan, crazy blogger, PETA activist in mass shooting attack. Nassim Aghdam. Here's the story.
Oh, Alma Eric, ABC7 News sources confirm Nassim Aghdam was a YouTube user, and her current address is actually down in Riverside County. ABC7 spoke to a neighbor today who confirmed she lived there in a home with her father and her husband, and that the FBI was at the house this afternoon. Aghdam is said to have had no relationship with anyone in the YouTube facility in San Bruno. Sources say she did not have an ID badge, but that she was carrying a purse. Nobody in the facility knew who she was, but say that she was able to fire 30 or 40 shots before turning the gun on herself. Aghdam does have a website with a manifesto that targets YouTube for demonetizing her videos and cutting her ad revenue.
I'm being discriminated and filtered on YouTube, and I'm not the only one. So recently, they also attacked my Persian channel, Nassim Esat. And if you go and check my videos, you see that my new videos hardly get views, and my old videos that's used.
Aghdam also embedded videos belonging to other YouTube stars that talk about the YouTube adpocalypse, which has caused many users to lose traffic, subscribers, and ad revenue. It appears that Aghdam was disgruntled by those changes in the YouTube platform. On February 20th, YouTube enacted a new advertising policy that demonetizes channels with fewer than 1,000 subscribers, though Aghdam's main English channel had more than 5,000 subscribers. Many of her videos appear to have been demonetized.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It is Kevin Jackson who you're listening to. We are reporting on the YouTube shooter. This happened the other day. A woman who went into YouTube, sneaked in. all the security you can imagine that's supposed to be at Google. I thought they were supposed to be protecting their employees. And their issue is they stopped her ability to monetize. Now, as I was watching that clip, I was like, I don't really know. I mean, is she trying to be a pop star, an Iranian pop star? What is her deal? Here's what I can tell you. She's not a member of the Tea Party. There are no Confederate flags around this story. There are no right-wing conspiracies with this vegan PETA person. None of it. It's a person who's disgruntled. And let me tell you something. Google / YouTube ought to be looking at its policies, because what it's doing is it's driving people to madness. Same with Facebook. I can imagine this girl saying, do you know how much time I put into my effort? Now, her father says she was bat, guano crazy, bat doo-doo crazy. And he supposedly reported to the authorities that his daughter was dangerous. And I heard her little speeches, because she did her, they call it a manifesto, where she was fed up on YouTube. And she's saying, look, YouTube took down all my stuff. I don't know why they did it, whatever. And I've got multiple channels and all this. And, now YouTube took them all down. YouTube's like, so what you did? We'll take them all down. Yeah, bring it. They're like daring the family to come show up. I dare your husband to show up. All the stuff is going down. See, that to me, too much power in the hands of these YouTube, these social media giants. Who are they to tell her, you spend all this time doing what you do? If that is her, the thing that's keeping her sane, then let her have it. What was she doing? Did anybody know of her stuff before this happened? Probably not. Now, this woman who's been pacifying her crazy with YouTube, they take it away from her, take her pacifier away, and she goes there and shoots the place up. It could have been worse, right?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We honor the life of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who is a great man, no doubt. He did many great and noble things. Any fifth grader will tell you all you need to know about Martin Luther King, but adults are different. Adults sometimes have a tendency to forget things. So today we went out in the street, we asked people what they thought about Martin Luther King endorsing Donald Trump for president. Now, obviously that didn't happen, but that didn't stop a number of individuals from weighing in this MLK Day edition of Lie Witness News.
Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. this morning came out endorsing Donald Trump for president. What was your reaction to that?
Please don't. Please, I would be a little nervous. I would think he would be the last one to endorse Trump.
What do you think about Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. endorsing Donald Trump for president?
I figure if he's going to endorse Donald Trump for president, then maybe he thinks it'll be a good president, his opinion.
Were you surprised that Martin Luther King Jr. endorsed Donald Trump, even though he got kicked off Celebrity Apprentice last year?
Oh, yes. I would be surprised, but you got to do what's better. You know, the rich are going to support the rich, and they got to know how to take care of their money. Because if Donald Trump, is being the money man he is, we'll take care of their money. Sup, TMZ?
Were you surprised to learn that Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. never once voted for Barack Obama?
Actually, I am.
Why is that?
I am surprised. He would think, because of my minority, that he would want to vote for Mr. Obama himself.
But the whole being deceased and not being able to get another vote.
Which is true.
Do you think Martin Luther King endorsing Donald Trump was a reaction to Malcolm X endorsing Hillary Clinton?
Well, Malcolm X and Hillary Clinton, they from Martha's Vineyard, they both, Malcolm X has a home on Martha's Vineyard, so they vacation
with them. They ski together?
Yeah, they vacation, they golf together when they were on Martha's Vineyard. Yes, my brother lives on Martha's Vineyard.
You ever see Malcolm X out there with him, walking around?
I have never seen it. My brother has.
Fernando, is there anything you want to say to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. on his big day?
Congratulations, Martin Luther King. If you support Donald Trump, then that's the right thing to do. If he's going to make this a better nation for us to live under, then it's all he got my support, too. You know, let's make this one nation under God and all the power in the world to you. So let's just do what we got to do for our country.
Let's bring the Chargers in and kick the Mexicans out.
No. Hey!
Welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. That's a funny clip. You want to know why it's a funny clip? Even though these people are dumb, because they're interviewing out in California. What do you expect? But what's interesting is that underneath the humor of that are people who did support Donald Trump. Okay, too stupid to realize that Dr. King is dead and he had no way of voting. But guess what? They're Democrats. They're used to that. Ba-dum-bum. KJRadio.com is how you can get a hold of us. 844
855-821-8255. So here's the interesting thing. It is the 50-year anniversary of the death of Reverend Martin Luther King. I don't like to call him Dr. Martin Luther King. It's the 50th anniversary of his death, all right? 50 years ago, on April the 4th, 1968, James Earl Ray shot and killed Reverend Martin Luther King. And Jesse Jackson, he ran and you know, because he happened to be around. But by the way, people don't know this story. Reverend Martin Luther King was sick of Jesse Jackson. He warned people against Jesse Jackson. But Jesse Jackson was around because he knew that history was in the making. You see these people that right now today when something happens in, you know, like a police shooting and they run to it, the D. Ray McKessons and the Sean Kings and people like that. That was Jesse Jackson. And Reverend King knew Jesse Jackson was one of those guys, and he warned his staff. He says, look, I don't want to have anything to do with this guy. But Jesse Jackson made a career off of that. There's a picture of him with Reverend King on the ground, and he's like, you know, why? Kind of a thing. Now, don't misunderstand me. I think Jesse Jackson was very sad that Reverend King was killed. But, you know, he wasn't a part of the inner circle the way he made himself believe. But long story short, James Earl Ray was a fugitive from the Missouri State Penitentiary. And he's the one who shot Jesse Jackson. This dude was a hardcore leftist, Democrat, and he shoots Dr. King, Reverend King. I hate that they've got me programmed to say doctor because I don't care about that. His PhD, I care about his reverend. He was a true reverend. And he ran away after he shot. A typical left, typical Democrat. He runs away when he shoots the Reverend King. Flies over to London because he's going to hide out, but he got found out over there, and then they brought him back on June the 8th of 1968. And the reason why this is such this story is a vivid memory to me is it's almost 50 years, the 50-year anniversary of the death of my mother. So always this date is because I remember vividly my mom coming home and calling my grandmother and saying they shot Dr. King, and my grandmother going, oh, you're kidding. And she was doing a lady's hair in her house. My grandmother did. She was a hairdresser, and she would moonlight by doing people's hair, friends' hair at the house. She had a lady sitting in the house. She would have her hot iron on the stove heating up, and then she, you know, process these ladies' hair, black women mostly. And she did white hair at the salon, and she did black hair at home. And we went and turned on the TV, and my grandmother and this lady were just beside themselves. Couldn't believe it. Anyway, they bring James Earl Ray back from London, Heathrow Airport. He gets extradited, charged with the crime, and he pleads guilty, and he's going to serve 99 years in the Tennessee State Penitentiary, which is where he ended up eventually dying. But here's the big deal about all of this. It is the 50th anniversary of the day the Democrats killed an American icon. That's what you want to remember. All these clowns are out here. So, oh, Dr. King, Dr. King, poor Dr. King. We love Dr. King. These are all these leftists. But here's what I want to read for you. I want to read some of the things that were sent to Eric Holder. Eric Holder tweets out, as easy as it is, we must not look back towards a past that was comforting to too few and unjust to too many. This is not how we will make America great. Don't give in to irrational fear and manufactured division, but instead embrace needed trust and national unity. Now is our time. And he's got a picture of Reverend Martin Luther King, and it's in a quote that says this: our lives begin to end the day we become silent about things that matter. And here's what people said about this. Eric Holder, he has to, if he's reading his Twitter feed, it cannot be very comforting for him. Let me put it that way. Because here's what people said about it. Somebody said this. Can someone get Congress to issue a subpoena again so Holder shuts up? Go away. Next one. You can read this for yourself. This is the next one in line. Every time I read your tweets, I start to think about the voice of Charlie Brown's teacher. Here's one, two down from that. You weaponized the government to spy on we the people because we disagreed with you. Hashtag Obamagate. Here's the next one. It's that the guy, the most interesting man, the previous one, and he's just shaking his head going, oh, my gosh. Here's the next one from Timothy. Eric Holder, MLK was a great American who did not preach your politics of division. The one after that, Eric Holder, go to sleep. Ain't nobody paying attention. This is a black woman saying this to him, okay? Here's the next one. Eric, the good doctor wouldn't like you very much. And then here's the next one. Laney, Eric, fearful are you if what's been found besides gun running? What is it about corrupt, evil people like to pretend you're honest, good, and care about people? The gig is up. We know. Next one. Oh, please, get over yourself. I'm just saying, it is more negative than it is positive. Here's one from Top Cleric. It says, it would be hilarious if this whole investigation led to you and all your cronies being arrested. After all, you and O are the ones that made our justice system a politically weaponized machine. Spare us your high moral lessons. And then the next one. I'm telling you, these are in an order. You can go look for yourself. I think you meant to say New World Order unity. You fail to realize we must always look to our past so we do not commit the same mistakes. MLK mission is not finished. Redeem the soul of America. This one. His comments on manufactured division and national unity should earn him the Nobel Peace Prize for hypocrisy. I mean, on and on. This Twitter feed, you would think that Eric Holder would put this out, and I mean, I think this is what he believes, that he's going to put out this propaganda machine and follow in the footsteps. Well, let me say this. Donald Trump's putting out the truth. Eric Holder believes he can put out a propaganda machine and people are going to fall for it. If anything, he should be scared to death. Here's another one. Justice will be seeing you soon. Don't forget to pack your jammies. Here's another one. Actually, Barack and I like to think of it as the Department of Justice. Us. And here's the next one right after that. He would have said, you are a disgrace. These people think they have us fooled. Eric Holder should look at this and take heed that America knows who he is. And by the way, so did James Comey and all of them. They want to pretend that they're okay. You know, no, we're okay. Eric Holder may run for president. Eric Holder is lucky if he stays out of prison.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years?
and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall. There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The wife of Andrew McCabe, the man fired as deputy director of the FBI, speaking out about President Trump's attacks on her family. Jill McCabe says the president's relentless taunts aimed at her husband, fired just shy of his retirement, have been a nightmare. Many of those attacks centered on Jill McCabe's 2015 run for the state Senate in Virginia. Now, a Washington Post op-ed, she writes this: "To have my personal reputation and integrity and those of my family attacked this way is beyond horrible. It feels awful every day. It keeps me up nights. I made the decision to run for office because I was trying to help people. Instead, it turned into something that was used to attack our family, my husband's career, and the entire FBI. The president claimed donations to Jill McCabe from Virginia's then-Governor Democrat Terry McAuliffe were an example of Hillary Clinton trying to sway the FBI investigation into her email server. But those donations came before Andrew McCabe had any oversight of the investigation."
Oh, man, do I feel sorry for the McCabe family. Geez, they're worth $11 million. They got a GoFundMe site. They shut it down. They raised $540,000 to defend a millionaire. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's a Kevin Jackson Show. Hey, I wonder if anybody has got any sympathy for the Mike Flynn family, a guy who did nothing. We're going to talk about this Mueller getting his skin on the wall because, hey, he finally put somebody in jail. Have you heard this story? Yeah. This is a significant development. So a Dutch attorney who lied to federal agents investigating former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort got sentenced to 30 days in prison. They didn't even say jail. 30 days in prison. And the first punishment handed down in special counsel Russia, the special counsel's Russia investigation. And he had to pay $20,000. This is an amazing story on so many levels. It really is, because I want you to think about this. The FBI has all kinds of data on what this guy said, how it was done, but they don't produce a single document on Hillary Clinton's interview. Nothing. We didn't take notes, we didn't take audio, and we didn't shoot video. Clinton came in, we gave her a clean bill of health. But this Dutch attorney, Alex van der Zwan, they say, could set a guidepost for what other defendants charged with lying in special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation may receive when their cases are resolved. Let me tell you what Mike Flynn is going to receive. He's going to get a pound of flesh from everybody in the food chain on this thing. If I were his attorneys, I would be looking at Hillary Clinton, Eric Holder, Obama, all the FISA court judges, everybody. I would be suing to the day is long. And let me tell you, they're fearful of it. I talked to Mike Flynn Jr., and we didn't get into the case, but I said to him, you know, he didn't, for him not to say anything, because I didn't want to, you know, end up under investigation, you know what I mean? But I was like, hey, Mike, I'm not saying anything about what you guys are doing, but here's me. I'd sue everybody in the food chain, and I would ask for all the information that led to me being indicted, to me being looked at. And I said, that level of discovery is going to send the rats scurrying on the left. And he just looked at me and smiled. So I'm just saying, if Mike Flynn Sr., General Flynn, has these guys by the short hairs, because now he gets to find out, why did you do all this? And suddenly Mueller hasn't mentioned it. You know, you very rarely see in the media anybody mentioning Flynn because they're scared to death of this guy now. But here's the thing. Mike Flynn has to be scared of them because they will kill you. Let's go back to van der Zwan. So he faced 0 to 6 months in prison under federal sentencing guidelines. And they just wanted him to pay a fine and leave the country. But let me just tell you the level of desperation these guys are. So this guy is a lawyer, had some dealings with Manafort. And I want to tell you what the U.S. District Judge Amy Berman Jackson said. She says she needed to deter others from lying in an investigation of international importance. Thus, incarceration was necessary. So they give the guy 30 days. And here's what she says. These were not mistakes. These were lies. He says that Jackson told her as he stood before her, being able to, quote, write a check and walk away, she said, would not fit the seriousness of the crime or the right message. Now, the criminal case against van der Zwan is not directly related to the Russian election interference. This is what's so funny about it. It is not directly related. The main focus, of course, of Robert Mueller's probe. But they say it reveals details about how the government's case against Manafort and open a window in the intersecting universes, I'm reading this, of international law, foreign consulting, and politics. So in other words, what Mueller was tasked to do, he hasn't done. But the satellites of Trump are now in trouble because they want to get Trump so bad, they're trying to put pressure on all the, quote, satellites. In order to do this, they get a Dutch citizen. Yeah, I stopped there for effect. Nothing on Trump. Nothing on Manafort. They get a Dutch citizen. The first person to go down, supposedly, in the electioneering, the interference of Russian collusion, if you will, the interference of Russia's with our, you know, with our electoral system, is a Dutch dude who did a deal with Manafort's company, supposedly. This case, they say, I'm reading this. The case has also exposed connections between senior Trump campaign aides, including Rick Gates and Russia. Just last week, the government disclosed that van der Zwan and Gates spoke during the 2016 presidential campaign with a man Gates had previously described as having ties to the GRU, Russia's military intelligence. Now Gates is cooperating with Mueller. Let me tell you, they could have all the cooperation of every Russian, every American that's ever said the word Russia, and they are never going to get any information that ties Donald Trump to colluding with the Russians on this on supposedly messing with our electoral system. And what the interesting thing about it is everybody messes with the electoral system, and the chief messers of the electoral system are the leftists, the Democrats. They cheat in every way. They bring over illegals. They want to let everybody vote, and you name it, and they try to dismiss this. They want every able-bodied person to vote. In fact, do we have the... Yeah, let's go ahead and play the clip.
Would any other country tolerate that? Would that idea be taken seriously any place but in the United States? Mexico doesn't take it seriously. In fact, the Mexican Constitution explicitly says, quote, foreigners shall not in any way involve themselves in the political matters of the country. Nobody's attacking Mexico for that. Mexico's not being denounced as racist for not letting Salvadorans vote, because it's obvious only Mexicans should dictate Mexican politics. That's why Mexico's a country. Only in the United States is there a different standard, and it's because the left sees the new standard as a way to obtain power and hold it forever. Kathy Rue is founding publisher of Catalina Magazine, and unlike many on the left, very honest about what she thinks, and we're grateful for that. She joins us tonight. So, Kathy, you think that people who are not citizens of the United States ought to be allowed to vote in federal elections. Correct.
I feel that people who are contributing and are humans and are in our society and contributing to our society should have a say, yes, in what happens in our democracy. Yes.
How would we measure that? So would we say that everyone who's making a net contribution, paying more in taxes than they're getting in services, for example, those people can vote? Or people who own property?
At the moment, vote? I mean, we have so many people that are living in this country. We have about 11, 12 million people that are living in this country contributing to our society, paying their taxes, as that previous guest had said, taxation without representation. So there are so many people who are living here but don't have a voice. So it's been shown that when they do have a voice, they do feel more empowered and they are part of our society. So
they definitely would feel more empowered by voting. There's no doubt. I mean, you're absolutely right on that. They would definitely be empowered.
Yeah.
But I'm just wondering what the standard is. So could I be on vacation here from another country and, you know, stay for a while, contribute greatly, how long would I have to stay in order to be able to vote?
Well, I mean, I think it goes state by state. I think Maryland right now has a few cities that allows undocumented people to vote. So
right.
I would wonder how Maryland's doing it. And that's not California, that's Maryland. So
but
I would
then,
say
but that raises a question.
Maryland's doing in other states.
So if foreigners should be allowed to vote in our elections, why shouldn't residents of Mississippi be allowed to vote in California elections?
Exactly. We should. I mean, the United States is the United States. So, yeah, if I'm a Floridian and I'm visiting New York, so why can't I vote in New York? Absolutely. I think we should be able to vote wherever we happen to be. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they are that crazy. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That girl's name is LaRue or something like that. I forget her. But she was on Tucker. You can go get the clip. She believes, pardon me, she believes that illegals, anybody should be able to affect the politics of any country, doesn't matter where. And oh, by the way, you should be able to affect the politics of any state where you happen to be, you should be able to vote, period. I keep telling you guys, you watch these folks, they want universal voting for anybody because they know people are stupid. People like her have no idea, no consequences, no accountability, but they want everybody to be able to vote. And you wonder how we got where we are? This is how we got there.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.